Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church and the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fourth Sunday after the Epiphany, the presentation of our Lord, ESE. Our readings today, we take the readings from the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 to 10, Psalm 71, Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13, verses 1 to 13, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 21 to 30. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, so great, so high, so holy, we lift our hearts to give you glory. Father, so gentle, so understanding, so full of grace, we raise our voices and declare that you are worthy. Holy Spirit, so mighty, so overwhelming, so empowering, we seek your presence and desire your infilling. We long to offer worship that is not focused on ourselves, not on our needs, but on your glory. Lord, your love holds us, heals us, and renews us. We will adore you here and everywhere, now and forever. Amen. Lord, we come in our foolishness to receive your wisdom. We come with our emptiness in order to be filled. We come in our weakness that you may make us strong. We come knowing everything of little value to receive a little more of what matters for all eternity. We come to kneel at the foot of the cross that we might name him Lord. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The hymn, Thou Whose Almighty Word, CPWI 241. We pray the collect for the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany, followed by the collect for the presentation of our Lord, and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you govern all things both in heaven and on earth. Mercifully hear the supplications of your people, and in our time grant us your peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, we humbly pray that as your only begotten Son was this day presented in the temple, so we may be presented to you with pure and clean hearts by Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The Power of the Word. The Power of the Word. The writer of the book of Genesis points out to us that in the beginning, God spoke the world into being. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. Since that time, the Word of God and the Word from God has power to bring about change, fundamental change, in the life not only of individuals, but in the affairs of nations, whether they consider themselves God's people or not. The Word also has the power to change the direction of the life of individuals, with or without their initial desire to change. For example, when Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro on Mount Horeb, and he encountered the burning bush. The bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Exodus 3, verse 2b. Moses went to see why the bush was not burnt up. God used the opportunity to speak to Moses. When the Lord God saw that he, Moses, had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses," and he said, "Here I am." Exodus chapter 3, verse 4. The Lord pointed out to Moses that he was on holy ground. God spoke to Moses and gave him his life's task. "So, come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." Exodus chapter 3, verse 10. Those words changed the course of Moses' life, and with God's help, he carried out one of the greatest feats of leadership in human history. Moses, with God's help, not only liberated the children of Israel from slavery after 400 years, for their disobedience, he led them as they wandered in the desert for 40 years. The psalmist sums up the power of the Word of God in these words. The psalmist in Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lantern to my feet and a light upon my path. The psalmist acknowledges the power of the Word of God to illuminate a path in this world of darkness. The Word of God is able to give direction and purpose to those who are able to obey and trust the Word of God and the Word from God. In our Old Testament lesson today, the Lord calls the young Jeremiah to be a prophet to Judah, to proclaim God's judgment on the leadership of Judah and the people for their generations of idolatry and injustice. Like Moses, Jeremiah considers himself not qualified for his prophetic task. God says to Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Jeremiah responds, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." Verse 6. The Lord dismisses his objections. "Do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Verses 7 and 8. The Lord then gives Jeremiah the power to speak God's word. The writer records, "The Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. The Lord explains to young Jeremiah the power of the word. It has the power to uproot and pull down not only individuals but nations. The word has the power to destroy and overthrow not only individuals but nations and earthly kingdoms. It also has the power to build up individuals and nations, to bring them out of obscurity to prominence, and to put nations on the path to power with conquest and expansion of their jurisdictions. Jeremiah went on to speak the word of God and the word from God, not only to Judah, but to a number of surrounding nations. For example, to Israel, to Egypt. Jeremiah chapter 46, verses 2 to 28. And also to Babylon. Jeremiah chapter 50, from verse 1 to chapter 51, verse 64. Following the prophetic ministry of Jeremiah will show us that his ministry demonstrates the power of the word, God's word. His ministry is described in terms of nations and kingdoms being plucked up, pulled down, destroyed, and overthrown, as well as being planted and built. Judah's experience was one of judgment. The nation was conquered by the Babylonians, and the temple destroyed, and the people taken into exile. After 70 years in exile, they returned to their land and rebuilt Jerusalem and the temple. They were plucked up and replanted. They were pulled down and rebuilt. The power of the Word of God. In our gospel today from Luke chapter 4, verses 21 to 30, Jesus has just told the people in the synagogue at Nazareth by reading from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah and declaring that the scripture had been fulfilled in their hearing, that he was the promised Messiah, and he had come to inaugurate the year of the Lord's favor, the year of the Jubilee, the year of freedom. They responded first in a gracious manner, which quickly turns to murderous intent. Luke records, all spoke well of him and were amazed at his gracious words, the words that came from his mouth. Luke chapter 4, verse 22. They claimed Jesus as one of them and were looking for special favors from him. They expected Jesus to do for them more than he did in the surrounding villages. However, Jesus would not show partiality. He told them two stories about Elijah and the widow of Zarephath, and Elisha and the cleansing of Naaman the Syrian. The common element in each story was that even though there were many in Israel, widows in the case of Elijah, and people in need of healing in the case of Elisha, both prophets were sent to Gentiles. Jesus was pointing out to his fellow Jews that the words from God which he had read and the promises they contained did not only apply to them, that is, the Jews, but to Gentiles as well. He was sent to the whole world. These powerful words had an immediate effect on the people in the synagogue. When they heard this, Luke describes, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. Luke chapter 4, verses 28 and 29. The word from the Son of God had the power to transform the crowd in the synagogue at Nazareth from an expecting crowd to a hostile, murderous one. The word of God, the word from God, has power. As Paul speaks to us of the virtues of love in our epistle from 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 to 13, we are reminded that God is love. The love that Paul describes is not a feeling or sentiment, but that which seeks to honor and serve others, even at great personal cost. The love of which Paul speaks is the same self-emptying, self-sacrificial love of God which manifests itself in the death of Jesus on the cross. When we read and study the Word of God and the Word from God in the context of God's love, its power will transform us. We will come to know God more fully, love God more dearly, and follow more faithfully in the steps of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We will become more faithful disciples of Christ, loving ourselves as children of God and loving others as brothers and sisters in Christ. We will experience fullness of life by the power of the Word of God. Amen. Let us pray. With you, O Lord, is the well of life. In your light, we see light. God of love, Simeon and Anna waited with patience, hoping for the fulfillment of your word. Increase in your church this confident longing. Reveal the light of your glory. With you, O Lord, is the well of life. In your light, we see light. God of love, Simeon spoke of your Son as a sign that will be opposed. Preserve all in power from the arrogance that creates division and strife. Shape us as agents of your peace and justice. With you, O Lord, is the well of life. In your light, we see light. God of love, Mary and Joseph made the customary offering for their firstborn. Be with all new parents as they care for and nurture their children. Bless all who give support with parenting. With you, O Lord, is the well of life. In your light, we see light. God of love, Simeon spoke of the sword that will pierce Mary's soul. Hear the cries of anguish and desperation that come from all who watch and wait by the side of loved ones in distress and serious illness. We wait on your loving kindness, O Lord. With you, O Lord, is the well of life. In your light, we see light. God of love, Anna spoke to all who looked for redemption. Hear our prayer for all who have died. Shine into the darkness of death and grief, your light of hope. With you, O Lord, is the well of life. In your light, we see light. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 397. Lord, your word abideth. Lord, your word abideth. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may Almighty God, who for the salvation of humankind gives to his people many gifts and ministries to the advancement of his glory, stir up in you the gifts of his grace. Sustain each one of us in our own ministry. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. And we pray that you will have a spirit-filled, rewarding, and productive week. Remember that the Word of God must become a lantern to our feet and a light to our paths. We end with the hymn CPWI 497, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine.